Welcome to Lead to Succeed. This is the podcast to hear from the leaders of today in various fields, from entrepreneurs to corporate directors.
We hear their stories, lessons learned and challenges faced, as well as insights and advice to become a successful and an inspiring leader.
The podcast is presented by us,
Callum
and Rebecca Jenkins, as we both believe that we all have the potential to be outstanding leaders if that's what we choose.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another podcast hosted by myself, Callum, and my mum, Rebecca. And in this one, we're going to be doing a review of our recent interview with Cherie Concannon, the founder of RPO Manufacturing.
Yeah, Cherie has a very unusual perspective, or a different perspective really, about the role of management, where she prefers to find the natural leaders and teach them management skills, because her view is that you can't teach leadership skills. And when we asked her about the difference between managers and leaders, I think that's something that you were interested in her take on that, Callum.
Yeah, definitely. So it was her first main point about the difference between management and leadership. And Cherie was saying that management is something that's generally appointed to a person, whereas leadership is something that people choose. People choose their own leader within their teams. So it follows the same train of thought that leadership is something that has to be earned, and the appointment of authority in a managerial sense doesn't always equate to the following, the loyalty or the allegiance of the people that that person is managing. And what Cherie does with her own RPO manufacturing teams is trying to identify hidden leadership that already exists, and that isn't necessarily the appointed manager. And what Cherie is saying that leaders are often amongst the production staff, and it's that natural leadership, it's that train of thought. And once you've identified those natural leaders within a team, they can then be taught those managerial skills, and it's the whole train of thought from a bottom-up approach versus a top-down approach to leadership.
She shared an example where she went into a factory where it was very difficult to get any of her ideas implemented, where everything was, we don't do it this way here, and it was difficult for her to get the change that was needed. But she used what I think is a really important management tool, and that's using one-to-ones. And having regular one-to-ones with your team enable you to understand your team, use that emotional intelligence to understand what's important to them, what's happening in their role, and using that as a place for influence. So in my experience, having one-to-ones on a weekly basis with your team really helps you to get sort of breakthroughs and make progress. And Cherie used that in this environment where it was difficult to make a lot of progress, and she started to have those one-to-ones, and that enabled her to get the impact and the results that she needed and were wanted in that particular environment.
Yeah, exactly. And moving on from that, Cherie was saying, you know, about identifying this natural leader. And she shared an interesting story with one of the people that she was working with. And after they had a conversation for about a couple of hours, this person said that fundamentally what it came down to was that they just wanted to be treated right. I think she said they just wanted to be loved. And that's something I could really resonate with, because although I'm not necessarily in a leadership position right now, I imagine that if I was to be managing people, I'd certainly want to be treating them with respect and being genuine with them. And Cherie was further went on to say, especially in quite a traditional industry like manufacturing, a culture of them and us can sometimes develop, where you've got the people working on the production line and then you've got the managers up in the office sometimes thinking that, you know, we know best, we know how to manage this, we know how to get the best results. And consequently, sometimes many layers build up between the people on the line and the people actually in the higher managerial and leadership positions. And this kind of follows on to Cherie's next train of thought about having community-based, non-hierarchical leadership. So it's all about having self-directed teams where a leader who is naturally appointed to be the leader of that team then empowers that team by handing that the power of the leadership back over to the team, and the responsibility is spread out equally amongst everyone. And Cherie was saying about the efficiencies and the improvements in business that this brings.
So Cherie is in favour of self-directed leadership and having empowered teams, and we asked her for the three pieces of advice that she would give to aspiring leaders and managers, things that they could do to make a big impact and improvement in their role and the results that they're getting. And she said that all managers should really understand and read up about and learn about emotional intelligence, have a supreme self-awareness of their strengths and weaknesses, and the impact that they have on others. And we talked about communication, but Cherie broke that down into connect and engage. And I think it was a good example that she gave, actually, that you might send an email and think you've communicated with somebody, but unless that's resonated with them and they've engaged with it and understood it. You haven't communicated at all. So those were her kind of three things to really aspire and increase your skills as a leader. And her other point was around being responsible for with your power. So if you're in a leadership role or a management role, you have power, but it's important to share that power out and not use it just for your own benefit. Make sure that you share it out and you give some of that power to your team. You empower your team. I think that was a big message that came out from Cherie.
Yeah, that sort of followed on for me, which was a really important point. One of the last things that Cherie came on to say was that is the whole idea of the choice of following a leader. So people follow someone because for three main reasons. One is they make them feel safe. Second is the leader has the ability to inspire a person, an individual, their team. And then also the leader has the ability to take you where you want to go. So essentially they empower and they enable that person, that team, whatever it might be. But that can only really be done when the leader themselves feel empowered and enabled themselves, and then they have that ability to hand the power that comes from their leadership position back over to the team. So the responsibility is spread equally between all team members, and it's that whole community-based leadership style that Cherie was talking about.
Yeah. The other point that Cherie made, and I agree with completely, is that you have to be authentic in your role as a leader or as a manager. And that means sharing your strengths, playing to your strengths, but also your team knowing what your weaknesses are and being open about that as you take a team forward. So it was really insightful. It was very refreshing take on leadership and management.
Yeah, definitely.
And having teams that are empowered.
Yeah, I think, as you said, it was very, as Cherie said in her own words, it was more of a kind of community-based take on leadership and spreading that responsibility back out amongst the team and kind of getting buy-in from all team members to self-elect their own leader, I think. I think that was one of her main points, I would say. So a big thank you to Cherie for giving up her time for being on the interview with us.
Thank you very much, Cherie.
And lastly, just to say a big thank you to you, the listener, for tuning into our podcast, and trust you have found this as useful and insightful as we have. And we're looking forward to continuing this conversation, getting more insights and different opinions on this subject with future leaders in the coming episodes.